FMR. DNC, Biden DOJ's box, Dems keep waiting for guard, should request federal help on crime. By Ian Hanchett on August 27, 2025. On Tuesday CNN News Night, CNN commentator and former communications director for the Democratic National Committee and DOJ spokesperson during the Obama and Biden administrations Xochitl Hinojosa stated that Democrats shouldn't be waiting for Trump to come into their cities and bring the National Guard, and should be requesting federal, whether it is the FBI, DEA, any sort of assistance that is not the National Guard that will work for local law enforcement. After CNN senior legal analyst Haley Honig said that there is a way for the federal government and Chicago to work together on crime, Hinojosa responded, "Well, and part of it is also that Democrats are waiting for Trump to come into their cities and bring the National Guard. And that is not a good solution and it is not going to end well for anybody. If you're a Democratic mayor or a governor, what you should be doing is requesting federal, whether it is the FBI, DEA, any sort of assistance that is not the National Guard that will actually work for your law enforcement and not bring in the National Guard." Host Abby Phillip responded, "Sure, but Donald Trump was, just as an example, invited to come to Baltimore by the governor, he refused. And Hinojosa agreed." Hinojosa further stated that Democrats should think about potentially asking for more resources. "What happens is that the mayor and the local law enforcement should be in charge. And they should have the federal law enforcement supplement and provide training as needed. It shouldn't be that the National Guard and federal law enforcement should take over a city that they do not understand, that they do not know, that the community doesn't understand. That just leads to chaos." Earlier, Hinojosa stated that there are other mechanisms for the federal government to come in and to help communities, and that is the FBI and DEA and providing grants to educational grants so that we are providing educational services to young youth to get them off the streets. There are things like that the federal government can do, and that will actually help, in the long term, reduce crime. It was already reducing crime in the Biden administration. Biden didn't go out and put the National Guard everywhere. But you know what? They did have a strategy to bring down crime, and crime started to go down. And what's going to happen here is, in 1 month, and once the National Guard leaves, crime will go up again. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.